we won't say that. We'll never get his head to fit through that door back there if we do that. Psalm 124. I'll give you, as you're trying to find 124, Psalm 124. Last night, I've been on this message, value. Know your value. Studied the message out all week, prepared all week. Went here, went there, went just different places. At one point, me and Melissa sitting at the dining at our table and almost, you know, back and forth over one part of the scripture. She goes, "I don't see it that way." Well, I said, "Won't you preach them?" We went back and forth, and then the next day God developed something else out of it, and I'm sitting there going back. But I went to bed about 10, 11 o'clock last night, sometime in that ballpark. Prayed, studied. But I just had that, man, I was like, God, just ain't. I just kept saying, "God, you're going to have to really jump in that thing because it ain't what, I don't know, you know." Let me just be real with you. I hope y'all, if this is your first time here, it ain't always going to be this way. It's going to get silly in here in a minute. I'm just going to tell you that. But I want to tell you this. I was sitting there going like, I'll just tell you the way I see it. This message is garbage, Lord. I know I talked to him a little bit different. I was just like, this is garbage. Not because it's you, it's me. I woke up this morning and he prompted me to go to Psalm 122, and I was reading Psalm 122, and I just kind of had a glanced over to Psalm 124, and I just read the first verse of Psalm 124, and it was like God said, "Ah, finally," and it just opened up. So I didn't really prepare a whole lot for this message, but God's got a whole lot in it. Amen? About halfway through it, I'm sitting at that same table. Melissa's getting ready and doing everything. I literally say out loud, "This is a whole lot better, Melissa. This is good." She didn't hear me. And then I started, I'm not a big whistler, but I just started whistling. Man, I'll tell you, this thing was powerful. I'm not going to say, don't leave here today and say, "Oh, the pastor's a whistler." It spoke to my spirit so well. I was like, wow. Psalm 124, let's look at it together. If it had not been for the Lord, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say. Let me read that again to you. I don't know if you heard it. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side. See, if you'd have read that in the church 20 years ago, we'd be having church up in here. I mean, we would have just been having church. Because there would have been somebody in here who got saved in their 60s ago if it hadn't have been for the Lord. Is there anybody in here who got saved late in life? Is there anybody in here who got saved late in life? It was like you were starting to wonder, and everybody else was too, that, hey, I'm not the best, I'm not the brightest, I'm not good. If you ask my family, they're worried about me. How many of you got saved past 40? How many got saved past 50? How many of you were out on the outside for a long time? Man, some of y'all should be worshiping this morning going, man, if it hadn't have been for the Lord, if it hadn't have been for God being on my side. I don't know about you, man. The church is resonating in my spirit this morning. We are pretty. We are clean. We are neat. We are, man, I'm telling you, we are, as a society, we are safe. We are secure. We are insulated. We are just, man, nothing really upsets us. Man, we even got our funeral homes almost down to the point where you don't even have to deal with death anymore. We don't do any kind of wake. We don't do any kind of do anything at the churches anymore. We just drive by, walk in, walk out. We just kind of sanitized everything. Make it all just, oh, well, we just got to really kind of deal with it for a little bit. Listen, God wanted us to deal with life, and He wanted us to deal with death to let us know that, guess what? We're all going into eternity. Every person sitting in this pew in 115 years, you won't be here. We kind of pretend sometimes like, man, it ain't going to happen to us. I ain't going to die. It ain't going to happen to me. It's going to happen to every person in here. Every single person in this room's got an appointment unto die and then the judgment. Every person in here will die and every person in here will stand before God. But you know what David wrote this for? He said, there was a time in my life. There was a time in my life that God had to show out. Nobody could do anything but God. Has there anybody in here got a time like that? Man, I don't know about you. I know I was thinking when I was getting this ready this morning, God's putting it on me. I was thinking everybody probably under 20 is kind of going, right now they're just kind of tuning out. They're just kind of like, life ain't been that hard. Ain't that bad, you know. And I started thinking about maybe somebody in here in their 30s who struggle with some things. Some 40s, some 50-year-olds who struggle with stuff in their family that they can't even talk about. Some stuff they thought, man, I'd rather die than deal with this. I know because I'm the pastor here, there are some people who've had some stuff going in their life who thought I'd rather be dead. Some of y'all are sitting here past a thought of suicide. Some of y'all are sitting here by the grace of God because God intervened because you thought, man, it would be better for me to die than live. I know you can't look around right now. You can't look to the left or right. You can't act like that was you. But praise God, I have a feeling in 2020 and 2021 that there's some people sitting in here who have had a plan, who had an idea, who had a thought that it would be better for me to check out. And you said, oh, it's that person or it's that person. No, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised at somebody that you thought had it all together. It was somebody you thought that their life was perfect. You thought, man, they got it all together. And you know what? They were sitting there thinking, man, if I died, it'd probably be better for the kids and better for my husband or better for my wife or better for the community. It'd be better if it just go ahead and end. It'd be all right. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you right now, you can act like I ain't preaching to you, but I am. Amen. Hey, some of you in here, you barely made it through it, but you made it because God intervened. I know story after story where God just showed up. Didn't put it on the radio, didn't put it on the Bible, didn't put it, all of a sudden you're just looking at something. Man, God showed up. I was going to, but God showed up. Some of y'all have thought in your life, I ain't no good. I'm not as good as everybody else. I'm not as pretty as so-and-so. I'm not as attractive as so-and-so. They've got the money. They've got the home. They've got the cars. I ain't got, man, I'm not as good. But praise God, God showed up. Hey, man, I hate to tell you this, but you're looking at somebody who got saved in a single-wide trailer, amen? A single-wide trailer on the day the little boy died and got ran over by his grandmother. I had the blood of that young man on my hands because I tried to do CPR for him. I didn't have nothing. I didn't have no future. I didn't have a plan. I didn't have anything, but God came by. If it hadn't been for God, I'd still be in my sin. Some of y'all, I don't know how you make it through church. I don't know how you came today. I don't know how, if you got saved, why don't you ever get excited about it? I'm just wondering about some of you. You ain't been to the altar in 15 years. Ain't shared your testimony in 15 years. Ain't let a tear run down your face in 18 years. When's the last time God baptized you in your own stuff? Amen. When's the last time you just lift your hand and said, my God, thank you for saving an old wretch like me. I dress up good now. I fix my hair good. I got a better car, better house, better job, better food. But mine, if it hadn't been for God. Boy, I'm glad. I wish there was some real folks in here this morning. Hey, you got it all together today. You thought, man, well, Easter was a blowout. Praise God, I'll never get over Easter because guess what? Easter's every Sunday to me. Praise God, it is. He's out of the tomb every Sunday. I'm saved every Sunday. I'm born again. I've been set free. Praise God, that's what I like to do. If not for God. Amen. If not for God. Hey, and listen, if you're sitting here this morning going, that crazy preacher, he's so loud and so excited. But guess what? One day somebody's going to walk in your doctor's office and they're going to say cancer. Amen? They're going to say cancer. That's what they're going to say. You're going to get a phone call and it's going to be your son or your daughter that's hooked up on drugs and alcohol. Believe me, in a crowd this big, you're going to get the call. Amen. I know what we like to do. We went somewhere yesterday. Somebody, hey, we talk about families. Well, my frat family, this, my family, that. Every family's got issues. Every family's got problems. Amen. Every family's got crazy in it. Every family's got struggles in it. Praise God. But you know what? God can walk through a generation of trouble. Man, I wish I had some people in here help me preach. God will walk through stuff. Well, ain't nobody. I'd go hang. Ain't nobody can beat meth. Ain't nobody ever get off meth. Golly, I thought we'd have somebody shout. Ain't nobody ever get off meth. I could take you to about 20 people right now. I could take you to 20 people I got right now got off meth. You know why? Because God intervened. God showed up. Praise God, showed up and showed out. They don't think they're doing well now. Oh, I'm not this or I'm not that. Can I just shout you out right here and say, well, you're not on meth either. Hey, man, you're not in jail either. You're not in custody either. Hey, man, oh, come on. Pray go. Ain't nobody ever gets off heroin. Ain't nobody ever gets off. Yeah, they do. Praise God, I'll take you to some. Because you know what, God? Ain't nobody ever gets back. If they've been molested, they don't ever get over it. Yeah, but God. Amen. Oh, what if I get forsaken? What if my mama don't want me? My daddy don't want me? God wants you. God's love so aggressive for you, He'll love you when everybody else forsakes you. Hey, He'll run in. When you ain't got a daddy, He'll be a daddy. When you ain't got a mama, He'll be a mama. Praise God, if every one of them leave the earth, I wish somebody had me preach. He'll sit down beside you at the funeral home and say, you ain't got no mama, but I'm here. I wish you knew that. I know that. If you say, oh, my daddy's gone, He'll sit down beside you and say, I'll be your daddy. Praise God, I'll be the person that never leaves you or forsakes you. I'll be right here, amen. Sometimes you won't see me, sometimes you won't feel me, but I won't fail you. Praise God, you sit there and deal with it. I'm telling you, God's good. There's been times in my life when I didn't know anybody else going to show up. God showed up. I love church. I do. I love to come to church. I love to worship at church. I love to do what I do. But praise God, God's better to me during the week than He ever has been in church. He's got in the car with me. He's rode down the road with me. He's been when I've been afraid, when I've been scared, when I've been lonely, when I've been without, when I've been broke, hungry. God has said, I'm right here with you. But God, who was on our side. Has anybody else got God on their side this morning? Praise God, ain't you glad that He was there when nobody else could be there? Man, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep preaching right here. There's going to be times when your husband can't fix it. He going to want to. All our husbands, and we want to. What can I do? There's going to be times when your wife can't fix it. She'll want to. Amen? She'll want to get in there and fix it. But it's going to take God. There's going to be times when you're going to want to fix your kids. Golly. There's going to be times when you can't control them. You can't hold on to them. You can't be there with them. Praise God, I know somebody who can. You should make a prayer. Make a prayer. God, I can't reach them, but You can. There's no obstacle. There's nothing you can't get around, get into, get behind, get under, get through. They ain't even a prison cell that you can't break in. God just spoke into my spirit. Hey, somebody in here, praise God, you were locked down for years by God. Man, y'all can hold it together good. Man, y'all are so cool. Y'all are one of the coolest churches I ever seen. You're just so cool. Whole world's going to hell in a handbasket, and we are cool. We don't make a big deal out of God. That's why the world's lost. Man, we should show out. Man, somebody said, well, man, you look good today, or man, you look nice today. Yeah, you ought to have caught me about 20 years ago. I couldn't have been here. I couldn't have stood here. I couldn't have sat here. I wish there were some men in here who are sitting by their wives and sitting with their kids right now who would look at them as, my God, it was a time when they didn't ever think I was going to be sitting in no church. Man, you ain't got to do no big show. Just reach over and just touch your wife on the leg and say, thank you. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for loving me through my mess. Golly, you might see revival right there if you really done that. If you just said, thank you for a praying wife. Thank you for somebody who didn't give up. Thank you for loving me when I was unlovable. And there may be some women in here today. It's got a good, faithful husband who's been going to church with you the whole time. Man, he might not be no champion to the world, but praise God, right now you should say thank you. You might just tap him on the leg, say thank you, thank you, thank you, praise God. Hey, they ain't many like you, amen. You still here. You in with me, amen. God, I wish I had some people in here. But God kept us married. But God, golly bum, y'all are so cool. God kept us married. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's when times when I couldn't keep married, Melissa couldn't keep married, God got in and became the glue that stuck us together. Praise God, are you glad of that? Some of you ever once in a while, shout the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Praise God, preacher. Just keep praising. Don't
hold up for me. Glory. Some of y'all look and say, man, old Gene, he gets fired up. What's wrong with you? He's a match in a matchbox that fires off every time. If you drop a match in a matchbox that's lit, I wondered why it didn't just get it. The Bible says it goes from what? Breastplate to breastplate. Praise God. How in the world does that not jump off on somebody? Hey, man, why don't they? Well, I would testify, but I would say, but you know what's wrong? Your kids never seen you get excited for Jesus. Some of you daddies, they never seen you get sideways for Jesus. Your mama, man, I done my makeup, my hair. They never seen your hair messed up for Jesus. They never seen you scream. Man, there's times in church, praise God, I've been in church, when there's a scream, there's a praise that make you feel uncomfortable. Man, that ain't your normal pray. That ain't your normal cry. That ain't your normal weep. You know why? Because we are so sanitized now. I mean, we want to come to church, and some of you, man, I don't know what time we're going to be out here. Hey, praise God, we don't have an evening service. We're going to be here till we get done. Amen? I told you, if you're visiting, hey, I don't know what to tell you. We don't want to act around here. I ain't trying to get you to stay. That you ain't going to grow a church like that. I'm going to grow a church by setting the world on fire for Jesus. And if they don't stay, they don't like Jesus, I don't want them no way. Y'all want to do verse 2? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us. Man, the enemy had a plan on you. When men rose up, when people rose up. But God, I wish y'all get up. But God, man, God's the one in the middle. You can't see him. He like the three Hebrew boys in the fire. He's in there with you. You can't see him. It didn't say that they seen him. Everybody who was looking in the fire seen him. Didn't we not throw three in the fire? God, I wish there's somebody shouting. Did we not throw three in the fire? There's a fourth one in the midst. Praise God, when you can't fight, when you can't do nothing, when you ain't got no strength, when you ain't got no power, when you can't do anything, there's another one in there fighting for you. Have you ever wondered? I wish they'd just somebody just pray. Has you ever wondered how you made it through it? Some of y'all like to broke down. Some of y'all went through grief so bad you almost broke down. You thought, I ain't going to come out of this. Some of y'all been hurt so bad you didn't think you was going to come out of it. Some of you thought, man, I'm never going to come out of this prison. I'm never going to come out of this. My name's never going to, man, I wish, my name's never going to be anything. This ain't going to be nothing. And then God said, wait. You ain't the one standing. I'm holding you up. I'm propping you up. There's a couple times in my life, I look back, even in my Christian life, I think, if not for God, man, if not for God, I wouldn't have held it together. I have some people say, well, I'm a priest. Oh, you're a mighty man of God. But if you really knew, Terry, if you really knew me, there's times when I shut the door, Chris, I ball up like a baby. Say, God, what are we going to do? He said, we ain't going to do anything. But when you come out of here, you stand up tall, square your shoulders. I'm going to start fighting for you. Amen? Their plans to destroy you, it ain't going to work. I'm for you. Who can be against you? Amen. Woo! Some of y'all need to learn how to shout on these things. Amen? The preacher's already out of control. You can lose it right now. Nobody will think nothing about you. Amen. They're already trying to figure me out. They already said, they're going, man, this guy's nuts. If you get a little nuts right now, they'll just say it was just because he was acting a fool. Then they,
had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. David's talking about an event. And he was saying, we were going under. Praise God, I don't care how cool you are. This is a different time. We didn't have a rescue for everything. They didn't have somebody to come in. They didn't have 911. They didn't have helicopters and jets and people to fly in and save them. Praise God. He felt like he was in the sea and he was going under and he was drowning. Praise God. Yeah, golly bum. Listen, some of you teenagers in here, you playing it real cool, but sometimes you know life gets so heavy on you and you just feel like you're drowning. I mean, you just feel like you're don't tell me you don't know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all, I'm not skinny enough. I'm not tall enough. My friend looks better than me. She's done this. Listen, praise God. I know how the enemy works. I was young once. Praise God. Let me tell you this. When you're getting overwhelmed by the enemy, guess what? God can help you. David was saying, I was getting overwhelmed. I felt like I was over my head. The water was just gulping in on me. He said, but what did he say? Watch this right here. He said, blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord hath not given us to pray to their teeth. Some of y'all need to go back and praise God. No, listen, you owe him. Amen. You owe him a praise. Some of y'all ain't praised him enough. Let me give y'all a verse. Watch this right here. Don't apologize. Woo-hoo. Yes. But God. It took a while, but it jumped. Be careful, you're next. You could be next. I want to take y'all to Isaiah 59:19. When David was talking about that situation, he talked about it like it was water. He talked about it like he was being overcome. And when I was sitting there at the table this morning, God started speaking to my spirit. He said, I can handle a situation where you feel like you're being overran by water. Amen? Watch this right here. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun when the enemy shall come in like a flood. Listen, he does. When the enemy comes in like a flood. And he does. Some of y'all in here should say, shout, and he does. And he does. And he does. He comes in like a flood. You're going to die. You got cancer. You've got a tumor. They're not going to make it. There's been a wreck. Hey, oh. When somebody just walks in the room who's been intimidating you for years. I wish we weren't so clean in church. We come in church, and I mean, we say stuff like that. It goes, I wish they wouldn't talk about that. That's just... When you're being overran by the enemy, he comes in like a flood. But watch this right here. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Whew. This is one of the coolest places in the Bible for me because I was a part of the Fighting Fifth Marines. Golf Company, Fifth Marines. Amen? We were the Fighting Fifth Marines. The Fighting Fifth has been in every combat battle in the history of the Marine Corps. Amen? We went one time, the 5th Marines went over, and we were over it with this Army group and this Navy group, and they're cool too, I'm not against them, but guess what, they weren't a fighting group, they were an Air Force wing and this and that and other, but we went out, we were on the parade deck, and the Army came out first, and they had about 3 or 4 or 10 streamers on their standard, which was their flag. I'm going to preach, y'all just hang with me. Well, and they come in, you'll love this, Ed, it's cool, all right? They had a few streamers hanging, and what those streamers represented was every battle that company had ever been in. Then the Army came in. They had more streamers. This particular regiment of the Army, they came in, and they had a lot more streamers than the Navy group did. It was just they were just to get you there, amen? But then they invited the Fighting Fifth Marines. That's all the Marines do is fight. When you sign up for the Marine Corps, they'll give you a rifle. Amen? I don't care if you sign up for anything else in the Marine Corps. You're going to learn how to fight. Amen? Because when it all breaks down, you're a fighting Marine. Amen? I'm not just promoting Marines. I'm just telling you that's who we are. I am. I'm sorry. I'm kind of biased. The 5th and 5th Marines come out, and I looked up at our standard that was flying in front of all of us. It was the flag of the Fighting 5th Marines, and there was so many banners and stripes on it. Charlie, I'm preaching. This is so good. There were so many streamers on it, you couldn't even hardly see the flag itself. Because the Fighting 5th Marines, every time somebody said, you want to fight, drop your hat and we'll fight, they drop the hat for them sometimes. Amen? The Fighting 5th Marines said, we'll show up and we'll fight for you. Amen? I'm not talking about the military right here. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises the standard. And on his standard, there's these streamers that come down of every battle, of every saint, forever, that he's got involved in, and he's never lost one. But there's this one banner. There's this one streamer on the standard. It looks like a red cord hanging out of a window. Maybe like in Jericho. It represents a battle that nobody else could fight and nobody else could win. It represents the blood of Jesus. When you couldn't save yourself and the enemy came in like a flood, God lifted a standard and said, I'll fight for you. In the Bible it says, if you lift me up. See, the greatest standard we have was raised on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. They raised him up and the blood ran and it said, when you can't fight, I'll fight for you. When the enemy comes in like a flood, run to me. I'll run to you. Amen? Boy, God's good, ain't he? Let's go back. Go back to Psalms 124. Let's try to finish this. Verse 7, our soul, man, this gets better. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Oh, y'all get this. It'll sink in a minute. It's like a little old robin. And guess what? The enemy set up these little snares all where the robin goes. Amen? He set them up all through your life. Because what they've seen is the devil, the enemy, he gets a pattern on you. And he started setting up, man, y'all gonna shout, it's gonna hit y'all, I promise you. Listen to this. He starts setting up snares. Some of them are cute. Some of them got cool names. Amen? Some of them got pretty hair. Amen? Some of them look good and you can drive them. Amen? Some of them are an escape, like drugs or alcohol. Man, these are little snares all the way through your life. Amen? Man, I'm preaching better than y'all are letting on. Amen? And there's this little robin. That's how God sees us. Robin, sheep. I mean, goodness gracious, could you not give us a weapon? Amen? But listen, when you look at it like David did, David said, in my life, I went from tree to tree and place to place. And I went through these little snares, and some of them almost got me, or golly, some of them held me for a little while. Have you ever been wrestling, playing with somebody to catch you by the leg, and for a minute you held there? But now I'm looking back down my life, Ed. I'm looking down my life now. 48 years of it, and I see them, every one. I see them. I've seen snares that should have got me, should have killed me, should have destroyed me. There's one or two of them, boy, I thought I'd never, ever, ever make it through them. But God, I'm standing on the other side of them, and I'm preaching, watch this. I'm looking back down through my past, and I'm going, oh, thank you, God, for not letting me fall into those snares, and thank you for breaking some of them off of me. But then I turn, Ron, I turn and I look. And I look into my future. And you know what I see? There's some snares up through there. There's some snares up through there. I see them. I know there's plenty of them. And there's some of them I don't see, Rebecca. But if I focus on them and right past them, you know what I see? The author and finisher of my faith. God, I'm preaching, listen to me. I got you this far. Trust me. Keep coming. Don't give up. Keep flying. Keep coming. I'll get you through these traps too. Whew. Psalm 124, the very last verse. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our help comes from the Lord who made heavens and earth. If you're sitting here this morning, come on, whoever's doing the music, everybody stand. If you're sitting here this morning and you wonder, you say, I don't know. I need help. I need somebody to rescue me. Praise God. Let me tell you something right now. God can help you. He can be the one. The one who made the heavens and earth will come to help you. You need to make your way up to this altar. I don't know what you're going through. There might be somebody in here struggling with addiction. Somebody in here struggling with thinking about suicide. There might be some of you in here, depression, anxiety, fear. God knows those things come, and turn your heart to the Lord and just seek Him to see if He'll send help. There's some of y'all are still dealing with family issues. Some of y'all in here very struggling with marriage issues. Some of y'all have gotten bitter, not better, through this thing. Come and seek the Lord. Come and say, Lord, help me. Praise God. Just come. There's an altar for you to seek the Lord. As they play this song, come worship the Lord.
Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling.